The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Rabbi Grossman tells a story. Quoted this book before. Rabbi Grossman is this Eretz Yisrael Yid who went to Migdal Emek, which is a crime-ridden city of disconnected Jews. He began the very unusual task of trying to work with them and teach them Torah. And of course, now he's world famous and everything he's done is opened up that place and made it a bastion of Torah. But he describes that when he first came, it was spiritually desolate. And he gathered a few of these teenagers and he learned with them in a bunker, in a shelter. That's what was an available room. And he was there teaching them Torah and they connected with him. There was interest. And there was one window to this shelter. And as they were sitting there learning, suddenly the window was pried open and pebbles came flying into the room, hitting everybody and sent everybody into chaos. Somebody had obviously come and tried to disrupt their learning. So they went running out to see who did it. And there was a teenager running away. They chased after him. They got him. And Rabbi Grossman said to him, what's your problem? Why are you trying to, you don't want to come. You don't want to come. Why are you trying to disrupt the learning that's going on here? He didn't get a good answer from the guy, but he did find out what the fellow's name was. And he went to go visit his parents. And he saw, of course, they lived in poverty. The house was covered in dust. He started asking the father about what he wants for his child. The father, he said, was such a broken man. He didn't even have dreams for his child anymore. So Rabbi Grossman explained to him, listen, I really think I could get your child into yeshiva and give him a chance. He doesn't have to hang out on the street corners. Give him a chance for a good future. And the father said, fine, do whatever you want. So Rabbi Grossman spoke to the teenager and convinced him to give him a shot. And he went to yeshiva in Bnei Brak and he spoke to them and he spoke to the staff and he convinced them to take this boy in. An unbelievable simcha. Can you imagine? I'm going to save this boy's life. And he brings the boy to the yeshiva and he drops him off there. Ha! Givaldi. Not a few weeks go by before he sees the kid back in Migdal Emek hanging around with the thugs on the street corner. He says, Givaldi. It didn't work. He did not merge with the yeshiva successfully. So he works on it again. He talks to the boy again. He talks to a different yeshiva and he convinces them to take him and he sends them there. A couple weeks go by. The boy came back. He doesn't give up, Rabbi Grossman. He works on it again. And he gets another yeshiva to take the boy. And he sends the boy off to a third yeshiva. Only a couple days go by and the boy is back. And at this point, Rabbi Grossman feels, I've invested so much energy into this boy. I have tried so many times. Can I just give up? I mean, it's not working. That's obvious. But he wasn't sure, said Jewish neshama. So he went to the great stipler and he asked him, how much effort do I need to put in? How much longer do I need to keep trying? It's obviously not working. And the stipler said, as long as you think there's even a teeny chance, you cannot stop. You cannot give up. You have to keep at it and keep on investing in him. And Rabbi Grossman ends by saying, he came back to Migdal Emek with that psak, that ruling of the stipler. And he pushed and he pushed and he doesn't go into the details of what occurred afterwards. Trying to get the boy to go to another yeshiva and trying to get him to adapt and to change and to grow. But he writes that now, this book is current. It's only a couple of years ago. I think it came out. That now this boy that he couldn't get off the street corner holds a prominent position in one of the yeshivas, and he's a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, living in Bnei Brak. And he writes that sometimes he, Rabbi Grossman, passes the shul, where this fellow sometimes davens, and he sees this fellow davening Shmoyne Esrei for no less than 45 minutes. And Rabbi Grossman says he cries as he watches that, knowing how close he was to giving up, how close he was to letting go. And now look what has become of this holy soul. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, my friends. For everyone you know, don't give up on. And for yourself, 3 times. Can't get off the street corner with the thugs. At what point do you give up? He threw his hands up in despair. And the answer was never. Never. Not on any child. And not on yourself. Not on any Jew. The soul of a Jew is eternal. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Hashem came and told us in Mitzrayim when we were at the lowest. You will always have the power of renewal. And I will always help you start again. Go at it once. Go at it twice. Go at it 3 times or 3,000 times. But I will return your lost holiness to you if you keep stepping up to the plate.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org